For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Well, that one is for Courtney because Santo went to the Doobie Brothers this weekend and Courtney had no idea who the Doobie Brothers were.
No.
And so that is one of their bigger hits, China Grove. But they have a lot. A lot of hits.
He said it was amazing, the concert.
Did he?
Yeah, he wore the Greg Hill Roadshow sweatshirt.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Excellent.
He did.
That was up in...
He represented Lake Winnipesaukee.
Guilford?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a beautiful venue for concerts.
That's a really great venue. Acoustically sound.
Do they have the internet up there?
I don't know.
I'm in receipt of a text message.
Holy guacamole.
Sean, would you like to read the text message that we all just got from the Bland manager?
Sure. I'd be happy to.
If you could read it verbatim, please.
I will. Please
sent
read
to
verbatim.
Sent to the group text chain.
Yep, at 8:03 a.m. You're welcome, Gresh. Mm-hmm. Ken Laird, sounds like someone needs to print out their pre-prepared news ahead of time at remotes or reach out to their remote engineers to arrange internet a little sooner.
Mm. In my response, I will print and handwrite everything moving forward. No worries. Don't want to add more stress to your job, boss man. I don't know. When I asked for Wi-Fi 3 years ago, I would think that the same people I ask every single time would know that I need it moving forward.
Please say verbatim.
I won't even bring the laptop that I bought myself to these road shows anymore. No worries.
I love Ken. He's like a big brother to me.
Yeah.
But you...
He's got a lot on his plate, though.
Can be easily delegated to Griff, who does a great job, or to whomever.
And
there.
It is. I ask for it every single time.
Right.
And God forbid anybody does anything that is actually necessary for the show.
Right.
Like, my God, I can't. I truly cannot.
You can't.
And for Greg to sit here and say, you couldn't overcome it. I don't know. Did the show happen? We never even got to news. It was written.
Right.
This is Jim from New Hampshire. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to talk about how, like, you're yelling at Shine for his dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, 7 hours. Some of us working class people, my wife, me, we have to go to work for 8 hours.
Yeah.
We have pets. We don't have that privilege.
But in a crate? Like, I mean, could you, do you, I, Like, are you able to go without, like, go 7 hours without going to the bathroom?
Actually, I know, but my friends have dogs. They put them in crates or they put them in a certain area of the house.
Yeah.
Gated away in their own little personal area if you're going away that long.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, first of all, the argument what we had with Shime had nothing to do with work. It was a recreational afternoon or evening, both, that involved the dog in the crate. And
well, Henry wasn't in a crate, but I specifically said Henry doesn't need to be in a crate because he doesn't chew stuff up.
Well, how does he go to the bathroom when you're gone for 7 hours?
He goes as soon as I get home.
Oh, all right. So he's very...
He goes before somebody... The last person to leave the house takes him out.
Can you go 7 hours in a day without peeing?
I have multiple times. Have you ever taken an international flight?
Of course. Yeah.
I don't move from my seat.
An international flight.
Yeah, I pee on the plane.
You can go to the bathroom on a flight.
I do not. I refuse to enter those tiny things they call
a bathroom. But you're lucky to have that choice. Henry doesn't.
I understand. And that's why I took him out as soon as I got home. The first thing I did, as soon as I walk in the door, I take him right out.
How long do they say a dog can be left at home? I don't even know.
Shime says up to 48 hours.
No.
And then they fend for themselves with
that. If we felt like he was going to be home longer than 8 hours, we would call a friend or somebody to come over and let him out at least.
But
give him a little snack.
I love how everything becomes class warfare. Like, it's just an observation. Like, oh, we all can't afford a dog walker. Okay.
I don't
have a yard, so Pudge can't go in the house. I'll put him out back when I get there. If I had a yard, I could work all day.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so amazing. Like,
having a yard is a luxury. I would love one.
Of course. I would love a yard.
This is Derek from Pepperell. What's up, Derek?
Hey, guys. So, I was thinking about, Greg, how many dogs have you had in your life?
Well, I had Winky, who was my beloved dog when I was... 7 years old, and then my father ran him over in the driveway and didn't tell me about it until I was in my 20s. Then I had Shadow, who was a black lab, an incredible black lab. And then I had Kobe Wobey, and now I have Bullet. I am Bullet spare human, so I guess that's four dogs in my lifetime.
Did you rescue Bullet? Did I hear?
DMs did.
Hello,
DMs.
Curtis. Hey there, okay. Spare human.
And by the way, everybody, this is, I might piss you off. If you're not rescuing dogs, you're making a big mistake. There's so many wonderful, wonderful dogs. My dog, Althea, right now, yes, the name of a Grateful Dead tune.
Yeah.
My son rescued it in Colorado, and it was a purebred boxer. And a beautiful, beautiful dog that unfortunately is on her way out. But I know, from experience, I just thought, you're 57, Shine's 32. Greg, I think you know a little more about dogs. And Shine,
he's had like two more dogs than me. That's it. Like, what's a big deal? Like,
I counted a total of four.
Yes, and I have had two. He's had two more dogs than I have had.
Right. The other one, unfortunately, this is awful to talk about, but Shime left him home with all the windows open, and he jumped out the window.
Nope. That's not it at all.
That's an unfortunate situation.
He's actually doing quite well. He's just very old now. He lives with my brothers.
Oh, you pawned him off on somebody else when he
got
old?
Nope. We got him years ago when I still lived at my mother's house, and I have since moved out and have a new life, and he's still there.
I do love the people that rationalize. You're like, my dog has a phenomenal bladder. Okay. I'm sure Scruffy really loves going out once a day. Oh,
it's not like it's a
God.
Regular thing either. It was like, it's like, you know.
This is ridiculous. Shime is right. Almost every dog in America stays home alone for 7 to 9 hours a day. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's different. I will say it's different now. Like when you want to do a little ask a boomer.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, Winky or Shadow, they would roam free all day long.
That's crazy.
Neighborhood wise in Stowe, they'd go out in the morning. Lord knows what they were doing with their doggy friends, and they'd come back when it was time to eat, 5 o'clock or whatever.
It was literally like Homeward Bound.
There was no such thing as a leash. There was no, you would just let your dog go, and everything was fine, by the way. It worked out great with everybody.
How many dogs got hit by cars?
Well, I mean,
Winky's demise, unfortunately.
Yeah. But I mean, different time.
It really was. I mean,
it was a more innocent time, Curtis.
Just like with kids, you have to arrange dog play dates. You can't even let them meet in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
It wasn't a more innocent time. Even during dinner last night, Lindsay found out that Greg spent a night in the slammer.
Oh, yeah.
That came up.
That's right.
It that came up during dinner.
Yeah, it did come up that I was in jail.
Well, you know, Karen, you and I both have had our run-ins.
You wouldn't believe how close that actually is accurate to how that went down.
Karen, I was wrongly accused of possession of marijuana in Clinton when I was in high school. All right.
They put away the marijuana into a red Solo cup and brought it into Clinton.
All right. Are we going to get back to the news?
I would love to. Okay. The Mass Department of Public Health has closed more than 60 beaches because of high bacteria levels in the water.
Oh, the E. coli is back.
But this happened last summer, too.
It happens every year.
They've been testing the water weekly. They've posted signs warning people not to swim to avoid risk of illness. Here's Caitlin Kucher at Savin Hill Beach on BZ.
No, I didn't know that, and I think it's pretty gross, and I won't get in the water.
Mm-hmm. That was enough talker.
Yeah, I won't get in the water. It's the aqua dumps. That's the problem.
Probably.
Gross. Yeah.
Pretty gross, and I won't get in the water.
In the water? Are you telling me that there's poop in the water? Okay.
I won't get in the water.
Why is it a question?
The Secret Service is apologizing to a salon owner in Pittsfield, Mass, who alleged that individuals broke into her business to use the bathroom during the agency's security work for a nearby Kamala Harris fundraiser.
She had cameras.
Yes.
They
duct taped the outside ring camera, but she was open and they kept doing bomb sweeps. And she's like, I understand that they needed to do all of that, but it became chaotic with her having patrons and paying customers in there and the constant security coming through. So she decided to close down the business for the day throughout the fundraiser. She checked her ring camera. She saw a Secret Service woman come up with duct tape, tape the ring camera, and then they all proceeded to break into the front door, use the restroom, and then they left the business unlocked. So she got back. The duct tape was still on the ring camera, and the front door was unlocked to her business.
These are the people that are charged with protecting our most important elected officials.
Yes.
They seem to be struggling a little bit here and there when it comes to that job.
Yeah.
What a wild thing.
That's ridiculous.
Very weird. Yeah. Now, this next story, very scary. Families of two Oklahoma college students are speaking out after their daughters were allegedly drugged at a swim-up bar in Mexico.
I saw this. Yeah, so scary.
Kaylee Pitzer and Zyra Hall were vacationing in Cancun with their friends. They ordered some water at the resort's pool bar on August 2nd and suddenly slumped over. If you're watching Twitch.
I was going to say, is that the two of them on Twitch?
Holding hands, slumped over immediately after starting to drink the water.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they were brought up to their hotel rooms in wheelchairs, and then Hull was later rushed to a private hospital when she became convulsing from drugs in what she drank. U.S. doctors believe that they were given synthetic fentanyl in the water. Hull's boyfriend tried to go see her in the hospital in Mexico. He was turned away over and over again, finally made it to her. And when he got to the room, she was on a ventilator with a catheter and under heavy sedation. Hospital staff members then told him that they were going to take Hull to another location for an MRI. The family speculated that it was a cover for trafficking. For trafficking her?
This is one of your worst nightmares.
Worst nightmares.
Right?
And she's sedated. She can't do anything. Thank God her boyfriend was there and could give information back to the family.
That's awful.
He told them
it was just the water? It wasn't even a drink?
Not even a drink. Got water. He told them to stop everything. He tried to take her out. 30 hours later, the family had a family friend that secured a private plane to medevac Hull and Snyder back to Texas, where she was hospitalized. Really, really scary. She was released from the hospital on Friday. Mm. Obviously, the costs of all of this is extreme, so there's a GoFundMe for her
and
her family.
That's awful.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We'll continue with the rest of the news, and then we will at some point talk about the very eventful afternoon and evening that Courtney and I had yesterday.
Yes.
Because I know people want to hear about it.
Yep.
So we'll get to that coming up. Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fine Mass Money. The Sox fell to the Astros 10-2, getting swept at home by Houston. It was a bad weekend, and it was made worse when a hot mic picked up Jarren Duran using a homophobic slur at a fan. After the game, he issued a statement that read, "During tonight's game, I use a truly horrific word when responding to a fan. I feel awful knowing how many people I offended and disappointed. I apologize to the entire Red Sox organization, but more importantly, to the entire LGBTQ community. Our young fans are supposed to be able to look up to me as a role model, but tonight I fell far short of that responsibility. I will use this opportunity to educate myself and my teammates and to grow as a person." Alex Cora addressed being swept at home as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. Here's that.
I mean, let's not make it bigger than what it is. You know, we lost three games. You know, we played well the first two. Today they did what they, you know, they put it on us, and you know, we got to turn the page and be ready for tomorrow.
Tough go this weekend for them on the field, Curtis, when it comes to the sweep.
Not a good weekend. They had Friday night was, I thought for sure, a win up late. They had their new bullpen additions have failed. Saturday, Devers leads off the bottom of the ninth with a double. You're down a run. He doesn't get off second base. You lose that. And then yesterday you get down 10-0. And then you have the Jarren Duran fiasco.
So in hindsight, when you look at what Breslow did at the deadline, do you feel like he cheaped out, as some are suggesting?
I think the extension of Cora was the most brilliant decision they have made inside the walls of Fenway Park since they won the World Series in 2018.
And that makes everything okay because you have the future to look forward to.
Well, just means that today the story would be Cora's out the door. Look, they're doing the swoon again, because everything's been the same except Cora's extension. You know, and Wiggy's been out front of this saying that why do we never blame Cora when we give them all the credit? Well, right now, absent that extension, fans would be losing their mind about Breslow.
The guys will try to turn the page tonight, welcoming the Rangers to Fenway. 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And go to findmassmoney.gov and see if you have unclaimed property. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, on cash payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It only takes 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 68 degrees in Boston. Very nice. Low humidity. Winds 9 miles an hour, Greg. Afternoon high. Sunny, 80 degrees in downtown Boston.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Wiggy is off today, but he will join us tomorrow when we kick off the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon at Fenway Park. It is the 22nd year that you will be asked, and I know you will respond when it comes to donating to the Jimmy Fund. You have, over 22 years, donated over $70 million during the WEEI Nesson Radio Telethon. So can't wait to see what the next couple days bring. This is Chuck. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, Greg. How are you, my friend? What's going on?
What's going on, Chuck?
I just wanted to call in and say, you know, what you guys are going to do over the next couple of days is just so important. You know, I can't believe it's been 3 years since Dr. Schreri and I were on with you and the team. And you know, I'm headed into year 9 of my fight, and, you know, for all your callers out there, the reason why we're doing what we're doing the next couple of days is to keep guys like me in the fight, and without those funds and without those research dollars, we're not going to continue to make the progress. And I want you to know, I had Jeff and Gina Halfley all signed up for a BC Fight Cancer tailgate, and sure enough, he leaves and goes to the Packers on me.
I think we could probably do that with Billy O. Yeah. I would think. I bet we can work.
Hey Greg, I got to tell you, I think we have a good story here, because I'm not sure if you and the team have been following it, but I have a fellow patient at the Dana-Farber, Bryce Steele, who's a junior middle linebacker. And Bryce has been fighting cancer the last couple of years. He sat out all of last year, and he and I were texting the other night, because they're deep smack in the middle of training camp. And Bryce not only has beaten his cancer, but he's in the process of working his way back up the depth chart, and most likely he's going to be hitting the field this fall for the Eagles.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really a good story there, yeah. Because he's not only is he an undergrad student at Boston College, but he's also a fellow patient of mine at the Dana-Farber. And it's actually really a sort of a sad story. The way that I met Bryce was through a fellow girl dad patient, Matt Moran, who, like myself, was a kidney cancer patient. And during COVID, when we couldn't have our spouses there, the folks on Y11 would marry Matt and I together, because as two girl dads, we would always bring the energy and we would always bring the A game. And unfortunately, right after the telethon last summer, Matt lost his fight with cancer. Oh. And Matt had told me about Bryce. And after Matt passed, I reached out to Bryce to say, hey, you know, I'm also in the fight if you need, you know, someone local who's here with you. So Bryce and I have become really friendly, really close. And it's a great story. You know, he was keeping it under wraps for a while. No one knew why he sat out last year. But it's a great story, because he's actually beaten his cancer, and he's back on the field, and he's playing fall ball, and he's hoping to be, you know, he's hoping to get back into the games this, you know, this coming season. And I'm going to go out with my annual prediction, 9-3. Courtney, Chris, I think really from what I understand is Billy O really has captured this team. And, you know, I'm game if you guys are still game to do that tailgate to raise funds for the Dana-Farber at some point.
We would love to do it. Absolutely. And it was awesome. I can't believe you said it was 3 years ago. It seems like it was just yesterday. But hearing your story,
it's crazy.
It's so great to hear your voice. And
if you missed
Greg,
it.
Just one thing. I know I talked about my checklist when I was on air. Believe it or not, we've chalked off that final college tuition. Megan graduated from Holy Cross. this May. So Liz and I are tuition free. So all four girls through high school, all four girls through college. So again, it's because of what you guys do the next couple of days allows girl dads like me to continue to chalk stuff off that list. So for all your callers, whether it's 5, 10, 15, 20, every penny, every dime, every nickel counts to keep girl dads like me in the fight and able to chalk things off our bucket list. So please, those next 2 days, Greg, Chris, Shime, Courtney, Wiggy, I know he's off again today, but thank you for what you do, and it's so important, and you guys are just amazing. I wanted to call in and say thanks for what you're doing.
All right, Chuck, we can't wait to, well, let's do this tailgate.
Yes.
We'll make it happen.
Absolutely.
And thanks for reaching out this morning. It's great to hear your voice.
God bless, guys. Talk to you soon.
Chuck, when he was on with us, talked about his desire to walk his daughter down the aisle.
Yeah.
And it's like his personality is just so infectious. And then we saw him last year. He wasn't on. I think he was working the phone bank. And he's like, oh, I already did it. Like, we had the wedding. And it's so – I really believe that the people that are impacted directly by cancer have this unique strength that maybe they didn't even know existed prior to their diagnosis. And there's a lot of terminal cancers out there that people, you all get the same, you know, there's no cure. But what I've understood in my person in my life who's private with this is that everybody's fight brings everyone else closer. They burden the trials. They burden the pain, the whatever, so that the people that get diagnosed after them are able to have a clearer pathway to a longer, healthier life. And it's like, what a legacy to have is that Chuck, who is able to fight this, not just for himself, but for his daughters, and then to be sitting here sounding as amazing as he does is just such a compliment.
No, it is the two most important days of the year at this radio station. So we can't wait to get started tomorrow morning at 6 at Fenway, and we'll be there tomorrow and Wednesday. So let's get, you want to get back to the news, or you
want
to talk about?
We have just a few left.
Okay.
I think they're pretty good.
All right. Then we'll talk about the dinner.
Yes.
The dinner.
The dinner. Deadpool and Wolverine are number one once again at the box office, raking in $54.2 million in domestic sales. And now Ryan Reynolds is up against his wife, Blake Lively, who had her opening weekend for It Ends With Us, which I am very excited to see. I've
really
seen Deadpool. I'm going to see It Ends With Us hopefully this week. I've heard
$940 million.
Overall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's going to crack the billion, baby.
Yes, it is.
So what happens with that money? So
I actually, I went as Deadpool this weekend to Comic-Con in the Seaport.
I didn't even know Comic-Con was going on at the Seaport. I'm kind of disappointed.
You should have left the dog home for 12 to 14 hours so you could dress up as Deadpool.
Wouldn't have left him home for that long, but thank you. That would have been fun, though. I would have liked
it.
I've been to Comic-Con before.
You loved it. The movie, you loved it.
Oh, I absolutely loved the movie. Yes,
so
I thought
good.
The movie was tremendous.
I saw that Wesley Snipes, I guess spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. It's been out for over, a week or two now.
Got some sort of a Guinness Book record because it was the longest period of time that a Marvel hero had gone without being in a film. It was like 28 years or whatever.
Correct, yeah. The last time he played Blade was, Blade Trinity, which was a million years ago at this point. And he came back, which was awesome to see.
Well, and there was a report from IndieWire, an IndieWire interview with Robert Downey Jr., that he said he turned down a chance to revive his role as Iron Man in this, which I would have loved.
Yeah, but they did that specifically because they also named Robert Downey Jr. The next Doctor Doom. And so they probably didn't want to confuse people with that. So making that announcement at the Comic-Con out in San Diego would have confused a lot of people if it lined up right with this movie.
And I would say you weren't here, but Wiggy famously noted that Robert Downey Jr. starred in Tropical Thunder when you were out.
He did say that.
Close.
Also, DMs and I watched The Instigators.
Oh, I can't wait to see that too.
Awful.
We all heard Robert De Niro on Tropical Thunder.
She loved it. What? I didn't think it was that great.
Oh, I want to see it.
What did she love about it? It was horrible.
Did you stream it or did you see it in theaters?
I haven't been to the movies in like a decade. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see it in theaters.
Awful. One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
What?
Would you say that?
Oh, so bad.
I mean,
so
I felt like
cringe.
It could have been so much better.
Oh,
it was,
my God. It was awful.
She was comparing it sort of to The Town. Like,
that's what I thought from the previews. That's why I was excited to see it.
Like the Gators is The Town if The Town was dropped as a child 15 times.
God.
It was not good.
Awful.
It was not good.
What a waste of a movie. But it was so bad.
Oh, yeah. That bums me out.
Well, you might like it. Like, it might just be Curtis and I. I just didn't.
Oh, it was so bad.
I felt like they could have done.
There was no second gear.
No. It just kind of ends.
And then, like, even the thing, I know it, whatever, but the therapist, like, follows him out and is yelling in the hallway after a normal, like, never would happen in a million years. Like, the dumbest little things. Yeah. It was awful.
Only you would be upset that the therapy sessions are not realistic enough because you've been through 8,000 of them.
I have one today. But it's just, the whole movie was, it was, I don't get why Matt Damon would do it. I'm sure it's a lot of money. But, like, he's a guy that has, I'm sure, a million opportunities.
Yeah.
It was awful. Yeah. God, did it suck.
All right. I'll give you my feedback.
Yeah.
This is a douche move. Dan Doherty, a 12-year-old boy in Norwood, set up an ice cream stand on his sidewalk to raise money for a local hockey team that his brother plays on. Very nice. The Mass Health Department shut it down after they said someone reported them.
These Mass Health people stink.
I forgot about Shime and his brother.
Remember, Shime and his brother made barbecue for
my brother made it, not me, so it was actually good.
Okay, for the Save Coach's Job pep rally in Brockton.
Another fail.
And the Brockton Board of Health guy, Hardo, showed up and shut them down from handing barbecue out to people.
Like, I don't.
Remember that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That guy was a dink.
Yeah. So they shut this poor kid down when he's just trying to sell ice cream and raise money?
Yep, raise money for the local hockey team that his brother's on. And he had served like 20 people the day before ice cream.
Yeah.
And they came and shut him down.
Okay.
I actually saw a very good lemonade stand right by Castle Island on Saturday. I stopped. $1 for a nice cup of lemonade.
Awesome.
They took Venmo. These twin boys, they were great.
That's awesome.
Yes, we have some audio we can hear from Dan Doherty speaking with BZ.
The first time we raised $62 for them, and it was really nice to help out them and stuff. I don't understand it because there's so many lemonade stands out there and they don't get shut down.
Yep, good point.
Tell him, kid.
Like, really? Here's a kid doing something on his own that's nice for other people and they're going to shut him down? Like,
I hope the people that shut that down get kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, well, some Karen called and complained about it.
What an
Like, even like with my brother giving out the ribs, like, we weren't charging people for it. It was free.
Oh, you're allowed. You should be allowed to if you want to hand out.
So kids can't do bake sales anymore at school either?
If you want to give food to somebody else, you should be allowed to give food to somebody else.
Right.
Whatever happened to just not going to get lemonade? You can. Right. It's not going to attack you. You can just not get it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
By the way, Greg, my brother is entering a rib competition because he actually makes good ribs and good food.
Really?
I do not. Yes. It's like at the Marshfield Fairgrounds in September.
Oh,
so he'll be kicking butt over there. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right, Courtney. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
All right. Great job on the news.
Thank you.
We will. Courtney and I will share what happened when we went to dinner last night. Sunday dinner coming up. And as I mentioned earlier, but it bears mentioning again, tomorrow, day one of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, 22 years strong, over $70 million raised for the Jimmy Fund by you. We'll kick that off tomorrow morning at 6 at Fenway Park. Dinner last night. There are, I think, mostly
the general feedback on the dinner that we had last night is pretty good, although there are some that are critical of you and I for going to dinner with Karen Reed last night.
Yeah, I would love to.
I'm fine with that.
Yep.
I'm always interested in your opinion, good or bad. We were, Courtney and I were invited by a mutual friend to go to dinner. I had been asking about trying to get Karen Reed on the radio show because I feel like the trial was newsworthy and of interest. Of course, that trial ended in a mistrial. And so there was no verdict. I don't believe that choosing to go and try to do your best to get somebody to come on the radio show, I don't believe that you have, if somebody is accused of something and a jury in the United States of America has not found them guilty, I don't think you have an obligation not to at least have that discussion. But I know you were very nervous.
I was just nervous because I care about people's feelings, and so I didn't want to overstep or ask something that was out of line. I don't know her, and so I never wanted to offend or come across too strong. Mm. So going into it, we were not told whether or not, you know, lawyers would be there, mm-hmm. or if there would be any type of things off limits. Mm-hmm. And you know, Greg and I followed this trial very closely. And I think, you know, if there is going to be a next trial, we will do that again. Mm. Yeah. It's of interest to me. And I have been talking about, from the Monday after it happened, we reported on John O'Keefe dying and the circumstances around it. And from that Monday, I said, this story doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah.
To meet with somebody who is going through a battle like this, because I believe she is innocent.
You do?
Yes.
Did you go into dinner believing that? Or
yes.
Did dinner, okay.
I've always, I mean, just from numbers alone, from the technology aspect of it, mm-hmm. I have just, followed this closely, and I think something else happened. And I don't think that she is a malicious person who had any intent in killing John O'Keefe. And that's how I felt in the beginning of the trial. Then after the trial, I don't think she hit him with her car, mm-hmm. like by accident or yeah. not by accident at all.
I mean, she was willing to answer every single question.
No lawyer was there.
No.
And she was so open with us, and she and I also was I wasn't sure if maybe she had heard the show and knew that Greg and I things that we had said in the past, but she asked us, she's like, did you pay attention to the trial? And once I knew that, I'm like, okay, this woman is meeting with us not knowing that she has two people that have been pretty supportive
yeah.
of the cause from the beginning.
Angry texter, 978 texter, what are you, Dateline? You've lost your way, Greg.
Why are people such children? Like, Karen Reed was charged with second-degree murder.
Yes.
There was a jury trial mm-hmm. that lasted a month or two. And there was, according to reports, there's been hearings about it, that all 12 jurors found her not guilty of second-degree murder.
Correct.
There was a hang-up on lesser charges. There has been a controversy even prior to the time with which the jurors got when the trial ended and was sent to the jury. There was a controversy from the defense attorney saying that this is a very different looking jury slip where there wasn't an opportunity to say not guilty. I thought, not to go on my feelings about it, it actually doesn't matter. This is a woman who was in the news, the number one story in Boston for several months. The trial that was talked about more maybe since the Woodward trial back when the shaken baby situation of the 90s when the British nanny.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about
Louise
that.
Woodward.
Louise Woodward. So that is 30 years ago. The notion that Greg and Courtney shouldn't sit down and have dinner with someone based upon an allegation that she was not convicted of is to just deny the entire system of justice
jury,
we have.
Like, when do people... If you're somebody who's made your determination from watching the trial with regard to her guilt, then good on you.
Right.
Why are other people not able to make their determination
based that they believe that somebody is innocent of the charges.
And let me just say this, because I know Greg won't. If anybody's going to come on Instagram, Twitter, on Twitch, on the text line, and say say whatever you want about me, but to say that Greg is sympathizing with a cop killer, if there's anybody in this room or in Massachusetts who hasn't done more for police officers in need, like, shame on you. Really take a backseat, because Greg's done more for the people that are police officers, firefighters, the people on the front line, than you will ever do in your entire life. So please, respectfully, sit down. Like, that was infuriating all night for me, to just see people say stuff like that. Like, enough.
Yeah, it's obscene. Yeah. But to compare this to OJ, like, you really are a moron, whoever you are out there. The people that are, every single media member in Boston, every single citizen of Boston, by and large, my guess, if offered an opportunity to hear Karen Reed outside of the trial discuss what happened, would say yes. Well, the ratings suggest that.
I think that's the most interesting part of it, is that you do want to meet somebody like that in person and honestly evaluate whether you think they're telling the truth or
correct.
Not.
And this wasn't a sit down where Greg and I, you know, treated her like a celebrity.
No.
We sat down and we asked honest questions that Greg and I had about the case and everything that goes along with it.
Yes.
And I wanted to know, because I am fascinated with the way in which the court system works, what went into her getting Yannetti and Jackson, like how that all came to be. Getting information. Like, people, I saw some people saying, you know, you guys are treating her like a celebrity. Nope, that's not how it went down. It was three adults having a conversation about the biggest story going on right now, which this woman is the center of. And whether or not you believe her side of it, that's on you. For me, I walked away from that dinner having not a doubt in my mind.
I think you can tell if people are, if you've been around life, you can tell if people are lying. And every question was answered immediately. There was no hemming and hawing or stumbling over what you were going to say. And there was, when it came to questions that she had, whether it was, you know, I think I'm allowed to paraphrase things that she said, but she was, you know, until she found out. Until she found out when her vehicle was towed, she was wondering how there could possibly be taillight fragments at the scene.
And she wasn't made aware till much later that they found it much later that night.
Right.
And this, I think we can say, because she was very honest with us, because a big story all over the internet is that John O'Keefe had reported Colin Albert for some drug activity before all of this happened. She said that story is completely false.
Yeah.
People are trying to make it more dramatic and make it seem like Colin Albert would have some type of, you know, reason for hating John O'Keefe. She said that never happened. He did not report him for anything.
No, I think, and she is, she signed a deal with Vanity Fair, an exclusive deal with Vanity Fair, and cannot do any interviews until that comes out next month. But then I believe we'll come on this radio show and answer everybody's questions. I think that's important when it comes to the judicial system in this country.
Right.
Well, and by the way, she can't be paid for those who say she can't be paid for anything. There's a Son of Sam law that exists in this country. So she can't be paid for anything that she does. So people always talk about the Netflix. They thought it was Netflix. Apparently it's not going to be Netflix week. I don't know if we can say where it's going to be, but I can't be paid for any of that stuff. So
Can I express something? I wasn't there, but on this topic, the first thing I thought of when I talked to Greg after the dinner was, so this is why they had the mistrial. This is why there was a late change to the jury pool. There's been a lot of chicanery going on. My seat, I have no idea. I wasn't at dinner. I was cleaning a diaper. I would just say this. If I wanted to be vengeful towards Karen Reed, I would do whatever I could to preclude her from profiting off of the fact that this trial was ongoing, and the mistrial does that.
Hmm.
So if she were to be retried, which appears on track, She then has to pay again for legal fees while not able to make any money off of telling a story that she was just a part of for the last couple years.
Yeah.
And to hear somebody talk about just what she's been through the last couple of years and say, you know, I was prepared for the best case scenario and the worst case scenario, but what I wasn't prepared for was what we're dealing with right now, going through the entire thing again. And to remember that this is a human at the end of the day, I think a lot of people have tried to paint her out as like this monster. And we played her voicemails to John O'Keefe that night. And I talked about it where I've probably left worse voicemails than that in a pit of rage.
But it was over the dishes not being done.
Right, yeah, like, yeah.
Usually sometimes like yell at a vacuum. Santo about, yeah.
Santo could pick up a vacuum every so often. But it just, you forget that because this has turned into a circus and it should be about getting justice for John O'Keefe. But if that's what you want, then don't you want to find out what actually happened to him? Like, there's so many people that say, we want justice for John O'Keefe and you guys sitting down with Karen Reed is not that. Well, I'm sorry. I don't think putting somebody who could be innocent behind bars necessarily gets John O'Keefe justice.
Right. And I love clapback in the Twitch chat lecturing Greg and Karen Reed about the law precluding you from earning money off of it. Like, I think she might know.
What was clapback saying?
It only happens if you're convicted. It's the opposite, but it's okay. Son of Sam law applies to convicted criminals, so she can get paid. Not yet.
No, she can't.
I'm sure it feels good to correct someone who's actually in the middle of negotiating.
This is actually a very good correction, though. 34 Trevor, thank you. It's not pit of rage, it's a fit of rage. Sorry.
Fit of rage. Yep. Yes. Well, you might have been in a bit of rage.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. My apologies.
I mean, I don't think isn't the whole entire justice system about the subject of it, the defendant, being given the benefit of a doubt, being you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person is guilty.
And that falls on the prosecution.
And so why wouldn't you want to hear what somebody has to say who was not found guilty? They were unable to get a jury to convict.
Everybody would have had that conversation.
Even if you didn't,
you should be fired from your job in media.
And even if somebody is found guilty, the amount of sit-down interviews people have, if somebody's found guilty and they still say that they're not, those stories still should be told. Like, you want to hear what is going on in these high-profile cases.
Of course.
It was eye-opening to me. I was stunned leaving. It was
stunned because
just because of how open she was and how she really.
You don't think, and if somebody had done that, you don't think they would be that way.
No, and I think if somebody had done it, they would be really worried about what they were going to say to two people that were going to talk about it the next day on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. That one.
People have lost their minds. Oh my God in heaven.
Yeah.
It's a major story. She was. They were unable to convict her of second-degree murder. They are holding another trial in January. Greg and Courtney were offered the opportunity to hear from her directly. They took it. Nothing crazier than that.
Oh, I think she deserves... I don't understand why, in this particular case, people don't believe that someone deserves fair justice.
It's just...
Why do people think the federal government got themselves involved in it?
Right.
What? Do you think that they just randomly go around and insert themselves in trials?
Right.
I mean, I think I'm allowed to say the federal government spent... Am I allowed to say that? I think the federal government spent $500,000 on Crash Daddy to expedite their opinion on what occurred in the accident so as to hopefully find the proper verdict in the trial. It didn't necessarily work.
Right.
But if you can't step in when something seems from the outside to be questionable, I don't know what you're supposed to do as a human being.
And aren't we all hearing the same thing about these jurors that are coming forward and talking to the defense, talking to Karen Reed and her team?
I don't think they listen to it because they believe that they know better.
Yeah.
People. But yeah.
And that's fine. And maybe you do know better. But for me, as somebody who followed this closely, I found it very interesting to hear what has been going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And she was very, very open with...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Get to dinner last night. I think mostly the general feedback on the dinner that we had last night is pretty good, although there are some that are critical of you and I for going to dinner with Karen Reed last night.
Yeah, I would love to.
I'm fine with that.
Yep.
I'm always interested in your opinion, good or bad. Courtney and I were invited by a mutual friend to go to dinner. I had been asking about trying to get Karen Reed on the radio show because I feel like the trial was newsworthy and of interest. Of course, that trial ended in a mistrial. And so there was no verdict. I don't believe that choosing to go and try to do your best to get somebody to come on the radio show. I don't believe that you have, if somebody is accused of something and a jury in the United States of America has not found them guilty, I don't think you have an obligation not to at least have that discussion. But I know you were very nervous.
I was just nervous because I care about people's feelings, and so I didn't want to overstep or ask something that was out of line. I don't know her, and so I never wanted to offend or come across too strong. Mm. So going into it, we were not told whether or not, you know, lawyers would be there mm-hmm. or if there would be any type of things off limits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Greg and I followed this trial very closely. And I think, you know, if there is going to be a next trial, we will do that again. Mm. Yeah. It's of interest to me. And I have been talking about, from the Monday after it happened, we reported on John O'Keefe dying and the circumstances around it. And from that Monday, I said this story doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah.
To meet with somebody who is going through a battle like this, because I believe she is innocent.
You do?
Yes.
Did you go into dinner believing that? Or
yes.
Did dinner, okay.
I've always, I mean, just from... from numbers alone, from the technology aspect of it, mm-hmm. I have just, followed this closely, and I think something else happened. I don't think that she is a malicious person who had any intent in killing John O'Keefe. And that's how I felt in the beginning of the trial. Then after the trial, I don't think she hit him with her car, mm-hmm. like by accident or yeah. not by accident at all.
I mean, she was willing to answer every single question.
No lawyer was there.
No.
And she was so... open with us, and she and I also was I wasn't sure if maybe she had heard the show and knew that Greg and I things that we had said in the past, but she asked us, she's like, did you pay attention to the trial? And once I knew that, I'm like, okay, this woman is meeting with us not knowing that she has two people that have been pretty supportive
yeah.
of the cause from the beginning.
Angry texter, 978 texter, what are you, Dateline? You've lost your way, Greg.
Why are people such children? Like, Karen Reed was charged with second-degree murder.
Yes.
There was a jury trial mm-hmm. that lasted a month or two. And there was, according to reports, there's been hearings about it, that all 12 jurors found her not guilty of second-degree murder.
Correct.
There was a hang-up on lesser charges. There has been a controversy even prior to the time with which the jurors got when the trial ended and was sent to the jury. There was a controversy from the defense attorney saying that this is a very different looking jury slip where there wasn't an opportunity to say not guilty. I thought, not to go on my feelings about it, it actually doesn't matter. This is a woman who was in the news, the number one story in Boston for several months. The trial that was talked about more maybe since the Woodward trial back when the shaken baby situation of the 90s when the British nanny.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about
Louise
that.
Woodward.
Louise Woodward. So that is 30 years ago. The notion that Greg and Courtney shouldn't sit down and have dinner with someone based upon an allegation that she was not convicted of is to just deny the entire system of justice
jury,
we have.
When do people... If you're somebody who's made your determination from watching the trial with regard to her guilt, then good on you.
Right.
Why are other people not able to make their determination based that they believe that somebody is innocent of the charges?
And let me just say this, because I know Greg won't. If anybody's going to come on Instagram, Twitter, on Twitch, on the text line and say say whatever you want about me, but to say that Greg is sympathizing with a cop killer, if there's anybody in this room or in Massachusetts who hasn't done more for police officers in need, like, shame on you. Really take a backseat, because Greg's done more for the people that are police officers, firefighters, the people on the front line than you will ever do in your entire life. So please, respectfully, sit down. Like, that was infuriating all night for me to just see people say stuff like that. Like, enough.
Yeah, it's obscene. Yeah. But to compare this to OJ, like, you really are a moron, whoever you are out there. The people that are every single media member in Boston, every single citizen of Boston, by and large, my guess, if offered an opportunity to hear Karen Reed outside of the trial discuss what happened, would say yes.
Well,
the ratings suggest that.
I think that's the most interesting part of it, is that you do want to meet somebody like that in person and honestly evaluate
whether you think they're telling the truth or
correct.
Not.
And this wasn't a sit down where Greg and I, you know, treated her like a celebrity.
No.
We sat down and we asked honest questions that Greg and I had about the case and everything that goes along with it.
Yes.
And I wanted to know, because I am fascinated with the way in which the court system works, what went into her getting Yannetti and Jackson, like how that all came to be. Getting information. Like, people, I saw some people saying, you know, you guys are treating her like a celebrity. Nope, that's not how it went down. It was three adults having a conversation about the biggest story going on right now, which this woman is the center of. And whether or not you believe her side of it, that's on you. For me, I walked away from that dinner having not a doubt in my mind.
I think you could tell if people are, if you've been around life, you can tell if people are lying. And every question was answered immediately. There was no hemming and hawing or stumbling over what you were going to say. And there was, when it came to questions that she had, whether it was, you know, I think I'm allowed to paraphrase things that she said, but she was, you know, until she found out until she found out when her vehicle was towed, she was wondering how there could possibly be taillight fragments at the scene.
And she wasn't made aware till much later that they found it much later that night.
Right.
Right.
And in this, I think we can say, because she was very honest with us, because a big story all over the internet is that John O'Keefe was had reported Colin Albert for some drug activity before all of this happened. She said that story is completely false.
Yeah.
People are trying to make it more dramatic and make it seem like Colin Albert would have some type of, you know, reason for hating John O'Keefe. She said that never happened. He did not report him for anything.
No, I think, and she is, she signed a deal with Vanity Fair, an exclusive deal with Vanity Fair, and cannot do any interviews until that comes out next month. But then I believe we'll come on this radio show and answer everybody's questions. I think that's important when it comes to the judicial system in this country.
Right.
Well, and by the way, she can't be paid for those who say she can't be paid for anything. There's a Son of Sam law that exists in this country, so she can't be paid for anything that she does. So people always talk about the Netflix. They thought it was Netflix. Apparently, it's not going to be Netflix week. I don't know if we can say where it's going to be, but I can't be paid for any of that stuff. So.
Could I express something? I wasn't there, but on this topic, the first thing I thought of when I talked to Greg after the dinner was, so this is why they had the mistrial. This is why there was a late change to the jury pool. There's been a lot of chicanery going on. My seat, I have no idea. I wasn't at dinner. I was cleaning a diaper. I would just say this. If I wanted to be vengeful towards Karen Reed, I would do whatever I could to preclude her from profiting off of the fact that this trial was ongoing, and the mistrial does that.
Hmm.
So if she were to be retried, which appears on track, she then has to pay again for legal fees while not able to make any money off of telling a story that she was just a part of for the last couple years.
Yeah.
And to hear somebody talk about just what she's been through the last couple of years and say, you know, I was prepared for the best case scenario and the worst case scenario, but what I wasn't prepared for was what we're dealing with right now, going through the entire thing again. And to remember that this is a human at the end of the day, I think a lot of people have tried to paint her out as like this monster, and we played her voicemails to John O'Keefe that night, and I talked about it, where I've probably left worse voicemails than that in a pit of rage.
It was over the dishes not being done.
Right, yeah,
usually sometimes like yell at a vacuum. Santo about,
Santo could pick up a vacuum every so often. But it just, you forget that, because this has turned into a circus, and it should be about getting justice for John O'Keefe. But if that's what you want, then don't you want to find out what actually happened to him? Like, there's so many people that say, we want justice for John O'Keefe, and you guys sitting down with Karen Reed is not that. Well, I'm sorry. I don't think putting somebody who could be innocent behind bars necessarily gets John O'Keefe justice.
Right. And I love clapback in the Twitch chat lecturing Greg and Karen Reed about the law precluding you from earning money off of it. Like, I think I she might that. Know.
What was clapback saying?
It only happens if you're convicted. It's the opposite, but it's okay. Son of Sam law applies to convicted criminals, so she can get paid. Not yet.
No, she can't.
I'm sure it feels good to correct someone who's actually in the middle of negotiating.
This is actually a very good correction, though, 34 Trevor. Thank you. It's not pit of rage. It's a fit of rage. Sorry.
Fit of rage, yep. Yes. Well, you might have been in a bit of rage.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. My apologies.
I mean,
I don't think isn't the whole entire justice system about the subject of it, the defendant, being given the benefit of a doubt? You have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person is guilty.
And that falls on the prosecution.
And so, why wouldn't you want to hear what somebody has to say who was not found guilty? They were unable to get a jury to convict.
Everybody would have had that conversation. Even if you didn't, you should be fired from your job in media.
And even if somebody is found guilty, the amount of sit-down interviews people have, if somebody's found guilty and they still say that they're not, those stories still should be told. Like, you want to hear what is going on in these high profile cases.
Of course.
It was eye opening to me. I was stunned leaving. It was
stunned because
just because of how open she was and how she really,
if somebody had done that, you don't think they would be that way.
No. And I think if somebody had done it, they would be really worried about what they were going to say to two people that were going to talk about it the next day on the radio.
Yeah.
That one.
People have lost their minds. Oh, my God, in heaven.
Yeah.
It's a major story. She was, they were unable to convict her of second-degree murder. They are holding another trial in January. Greg and Courtney were offered the opportunity to hear from her directly. They took it. Nothing crazier than that.
Oh, I think she deserves, I don't understand why in this particular case people don't believe that someone deserves fair justice.
It's just
why do people think the federal government got themselves involved in it?
Right.
What do you think that they just randomly go around and insert themselves in trials?
Right.
I mean, I think I'm allowed to say the federal government spent. Am I allowed to say that? I think the federal government spent $500,000 on Crash Daddy. To expedite their opinion on what occurred in the accident so as to hopefully find the proper verdict in the trial. It didn't necessarily work.
Right.
But if you can't step in when something seems from the outside to be questionable, I don't know what you're supposed to do as a human being.
And aren't we all hearing the same thing about these jurors that are coming forward and talking to the defense, talking to Karen Reed and her team?
I don't think they listen to it because they believe that they know better.
Yeah.
People. But yeah. I mean,
and that's fine. And maybe you do know better. But for me, as somebody who followed this closely, I found it very interesting to hear what has been going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And she was very, very open with us. I am sure that when she is able to come on this show, she will be very, very open with any other questions.
I think she's interested in here. Like, she wants to hear from people who, you know, she wants to give you the chance to ask her any question and have her explain to you how she ended up where she ended up. So.
Yeah.
But I see people want to talk about it, so I'm happy to do that. We got to take a quick break, though, but we'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.